Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
Hello and welcome to Agents Dossier, episode number 18. We have some wonderful players with us. Let's start with Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Perla Ayala, a forensic anthropologist who's a little freaked out right now.
Hi, y'all. This is Jay playing Mars Paulson, an unattached drifter who's just hoping to make it through.
Hi, I'm Saint or Norman Morales, and also trying to make it through.
Hi, I'm Pooja, and I'm playing Robin Porter. And damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a spy.
Hey, guys, I'm Mac. I'm going to be playing Desiree Kimball, who's a former cat burglar and working on her wedding plans if she survives.
Okay, well, last week, a lot happened. Basically, I believe Perla and Robin were at the dig site, and they witnessed the cube power up, zap someone, turn them into a human balloon full of water, probably a little jelly, and popped it. It was decided at that point that the cube needed to go. So they sent you to the tire factory to infiltrate it and figure out what the hell and if there was some kind of like power connection between the cube and the tire factory. You went in, were able to pop two of the human water balloons that were posing as guards, and Norman, he called up the NSA and said, hey, I know you're following me. Why don't you send some people over to help? And so six agents showed up to help out. You all are in a lobby right now. There is a bay of computers and there's an elevator. I believe the power was cut by Norman. He cut the power so you could all get in. Norman, I think actually everybody's in the building right now at this point, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You have been told that you've got about 20 to 30 minutes before they pull the trigger on dropping a bomb on the cube to keep it from escalating and doing damage to people. And Norman filled out this thing and helped out with this fake crisis thing to try to get as many people out of the blast area as possible. So there's now a mass evacuation, but of course they'd like to avoid that. Finally, the other thing that we didn't really point out was the people in Edna Bay were merged together into these creatures, while these people seem to be transformed into these gelatinous humans with...
Gelatinous
humans.
That's a band name if I ever heard one.
Human Hot Pocket. Yeah.
Water balloons.
Yum, yum, yum.
Spring fresh. So that's where we're starting. The clock is ticking, literally. You have only so much time, and you need to figure out if there's anything here that can help to stop this situation. Like I said, the power is off. You do have the ability to turn the power back on. There are six extra agents here that you can kind of ask to do certain tasks if you want. Agent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So it's up to you. What do you all want to do?
So the place is set up kind of like a laboratory, you said, now? I mean, it's obviously no longer a tire factory.
Yeah, they're basically, the top floor has been retrofitted with like steel walls and everything. There's a bay of computers where the security guards were with a bunch of blank screens. So it's obviously a security station. The top floor doesn't seem to have much in it, but there is a large elevator. There's actually two. There's a main elevator by the guard post, and there is a large elevator back by where they load the chemicals and stuff into the building. So obviously there is some kind of subterranean thing. a lot like Edna Bay, which Edna Bay was a fishery that had a huge complex underneath it.
Yes, it did. Are there any of the barrels with the chemicals around here?
Like, yes.
Well, I think I'd like to go check those out.
Okay.
And just sort of get a sense of what they've been shipping in here and or out.
So when you go over to the barrels, they're these bright orange barrels with red stripes around them. They just say toxic, and then they have this code on the top of them, and basically all these warnings saying don't open. And there's a little window into the top where you can actually see the goo kind of moving around.
Mm.
And inside you see chunks of what you think is human parts melding together, coming apart, very unstable, just kind of flesh soup going on. So, yeah.
Is there like a manifest? Is there like a bill of lading on there that says where it came from, where it's going?
Yes.
Ah.
You do find just, you know how in will calls or whatever, there'll be a nail with a clipboard against the wall. This stuff is all coming from Greenland, it says. It has an address for Greenland. It doesn't have any street name or anything else. It just says Northern Greenland, Station 35, Majestic.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to grab those papers.
Okay.
And I think, is it worth it? Yeah, I'm going to tell two of the agents to very carefully move one of these barrels. Do they have a truck or a car or a van?
Yes.
Yes. So we should confiscate at least one of these barrels and this paperwork.
Okay. So I'm going to give, because, you know, if this is a cinematic situation, there has to be a chance for the barrel to break.
Of course.
So I'm going to give a 75% chance that the barrel will not break. So it's only a 25% chance, but I'd like you to roll it, Jay.
Oh, God. Yikes, yikes, yikes. So I have to roll above a 75?
Under.
So under a 75.
Yep.
Ooh, that's a 48.
Yay. All right. So they cart one of these barrels out, and you have the paperwork tucked away nicely. Is there anything else you want to do?
No, that's it for now. We'll see.
Okay.
What else is doing?
Are there any stairs that go down, or is it just the elevators?
There is a fireman's pole.
Huh.
What the hell kind of place is this?
I'm kidding. There's stairs. There's stairs.
Does OSHA know?
Yeah. No, there are stairs. There are emergency stairs that go down. The door itself needs power, though. It can be pushed open from the inside. Like if you come up, you can push out, but you can't open it and go down.
Okay. So we're going to need the power restored, basically.
So, yeah. Or something opens it. Interestingly. Mm-hmm. So are we definitely alone? No more creatures are nearby or coming towards us at this moment?
Why would I ever tell you that?
Okay, I mean, can we sense and can we hear things? Can I see? I'm looking at my skills again. Okay.
Norman, what do your NSI eyes see?
Yeah, what am I?
Unfortunately, the force has failed you while you've been in the lobby, and you can't feel any disturbances. So there's nobody around that you can see besides the crew.
Okay.
Right now, everybody is there. Is an ally. I'll say that.
Got it. And there's no immediate danger that we've been ignoring. Great. Okay. I wanted to, because I know that I told them about Majestic, but I know that I didn't know that much. Can I do a signet roll on Greenland and Majestic? Perhaps I picked up some kernels of knowledge.
You can try to find out. You're going to do this from like your personal laptop with your own hotspot and VPN kind of thing, correct?
Right. Well, it's got its own setup that I was able to connect
right,
and disconnect
yeah.
the power. So I assumed that was still...
Yeah, you have battery life and all that stuff.
Yes. So I got 60% left.
Well, no, let's roll to see how many percentage you have left on your battery. That sounds like more
fun. Yes. Okay. Let's
roll
do
high,
it.
Roll high.
Okay. All right. I set it up. Oh, no. Okay. Well, I have 26% battery, apparently.
Uh-oh.
So that could disappear in a wink.
You don't have much time. So why don't you make your signet roll, and I'll tell you what you're able to find.
13. All right.
Yay. Wow.
Yay.
So what you can glean from just a security standpoint really quick for the time. Remember, you guys, this is all fast.
Right.
Majestic is a defunct agency that was working, according to rumors, with some alien entity and basically went rogue trying to take over parts of the government. And they were destroyed by some other agency that's not spoken of, which you're guessing is probably Delta Green. And the fact that they're back up and running, they used to be known as Majestic 12. They're now just calling themselves Majestic, and they don't seem to be attached to the federal government at all.
Crap. And do I know why Greenland?
It's remote.
Okay. Well, I'll tell them, hey, we're dealing with aliens?
No. Majestic isn't aliens. The rumor is they were dealing with some alien force, and it all connects back into like Area 51 and that whole thing. They were created after Area 51 as a way to explain alien life forms and all of that. So over the years, they became very powerful within the government, and then they went rogue and had to be taken out.
How are they associated with Delta Green?
The original Delta Green took out Majestic the first time.
Okay.
Right. The ones that the government now calls the cowboys and illegal and everything else, that branch are the ones that took out Majestic and is still operating. You know, Got it.
I mean, there's more to Delta Green than Russ and his ilk would have you believe. And those were the people who brought me in on this.
The original
set. They've broken off. It's a splinter group now. And if we survive this, I will tell you all about it.
Survival is key.
I think in the meantime, we need to get the power back on so that our friends at the NSA can search the computers and mine what they need to mine, and we can figure out what's downstairs and if there's anything to stop the cube from imploding.
Right.
Yeah. All right. I will make that happen.
All right, so you turn back on the power. Mac, what is Desiree doing?
I mean, I was probably going to be looking through files and things like that, especially if there's anything that might be in, like, a locked cabinet.
Okay. You easily can get past a locked cabinet situation. There's a small filing cabinet behind the desk, and you pop it open. Most of the stuff that you find is a manifest for when the different chemicals are coming in for the past month and when they'll be coming in for the next month. One of them says contact number 7 as the person who will be coming by to handle those. This last time it was contact number 8. So there are different people seeming to come in during each month to handle the deliveries.
Okay.
You double check the addresses against the address that Mars tells you about. And all of the addresses are coming from a remote. I'm going to say Norman would probably check this out too, because it makes sense. It looks like there was an old Air Force base out in Greenland that has been decommissioned that it looks like Majestic has set up there.
Got it.
They fly things in and out through Canada into America. So...
okay. Well, I can't hop a flight to Greenland right now, so I'm a little more concerned about the cube.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the bomb.
Yeah. So the front door is open because you had turned off the power after it opened up. You notice outside that it has started to rain, and lightning has started to come around, like these big, but not natural. They look like spider webs that are just kind of go out, and the thunder never stops. It's just this rumble. And then another one will hit, and the same exact spider web will kind of peel out. And you know that people are trying to get out of the city right now as this storm starts to build. The computers start to boot up. The screens flicker on. You see several forms, people walking around doing different tests, different things on these large computers, and huge vats of this green gelatinous stuff that was in the barrel that Mars took a look at. And they seem to be frantically working on something, as if someone had crashed their party and their timetable had been moved up.
Almost like that's exactly what happened.
Yes. Yes, exactly that.
Maybe, possibly.
But the elevators now work too, right?
Yep, the elevators work, and if you use one of the key cards, you can open the stairs as well.
All right, and I am armed?
You are armed. Everyone's armed at this point.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Excellent. Perfect. I mean, I guess, you know, since I'm Mr. Fighty Fight, I'll rally the NSA guys and say, let's go down the stairs and try to apprehend some guys and stop whatever they're doing, because it's probably not cool.
Right. So you all run into the elevators. Who's staying upstairs? Who's going down?
I think I should stay upstairs near this control panel to see if I can, if they need me to, like, do something technical. Okay. I can see.
Like open doors or something?
Yeah.
Figures that we can see on the security panel are, like, working with computers and stuff down there. Is there any way you can remotely shut them down? NSA friend Norman?
I'd love to do that. Let's see, does the code allow for such remote access, Game Master?
You know what? I'm going to say no, and here's why.
They are in danger.
That and the fact that they're not going to hook up the security guard desk to the main function downstairs. Actually, you know what? I guess they might as a failsafe, just in case they have to shut something down. Let's see. Let's make it a luck roll, Saint, that you can roll.
Okay.
So
it's 50-50, right?
That's 50-50.
And I want under 50.
Correct.
Got it. Well, I got 63.
So no, the balloon people from Majestic are not concerned about safety. And so they did not make a hookup. You can see everything that's going on, and you have control over the doors, but that's about it from this location.
Fair.
Well, it was worth a shot.
It was. I don't like saying no outright. I try to give, like, you know, a chance that something's, you know.
That's fair.
Before we head downstairs, can I roll a search just in case?
Search for what are you searching? Anything in particular?
Just anything to let us know how to shut this cube down.
Go ahead.
21 under my 40.
You find an emergency, like a worker handbook thing, and it says in cases of emergency, you're supposed to go down to the basement and try to turn off the bioreactor manually. Failing that, you need to be at least a mile away from the premises before the reactor goes. So.
Okay.
That's not encouraging in the slightest.
Okay, guys, I think I know what we need to do.
Okay. I have a feeling we're not going to like it, huh?
Probably not.
Okay.
But there's a bioreactor downstairs, whatever that means. We have to shut it off manually.
Okay, what does it look like?
Is there a diagram in the handbook?
There's a diagram, and then there's a black and white picture that's like, it looks like it's from 1972 or something. Like the typical, not the greatest handbook. But you get a general sense. There's probably something with a big lever that, you know.
It's got a big lever.
Something to fit the 90s action aesthetic that we're going for.
Is it closer to the emergency stairs or the elevator?
You go down, you come out of the stairs or the elevator, because they're both right next to each other, and it's across the room with all these vats around it that are hooked into it.
Great. We got it. We got to go pop some goobies.
If Mars takes the government types down and creates a distraction, maybe a couple of us who aren't so good at the shooting and might accidentally shoot our friends in the back if we actually handled a weapon could focus on getting to the reactor shutdown.
That seems like a plan.
Yeah, that seems like a good idea.
You guys can do that. I'm going to go with Mars.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You all go downstairs with really long needles. They're like, run!
What? I have come to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
That's the attitude. I like it.
I just don't want to, like, critically fail and accidentally hit one of these tanks and, you know.
Good call. Very good call.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You all head down, and the doors open. And most of the people here are scientists. They're running around doing things on computers. You hear a alarm going on in the background. You see big screens over the vats of the cube shooting out these energy beams trying to feel for people. And you also see people streaming out of the city. They obviously have a lot of cameras and stuff around the entire city. They've been watching everybody. So this was probably a planned test to see if they could do what they were going to do. In the center of the room at the other side is a large machine. So there are 12 huge canisters of this stuff. Inside each one of those canisters is the chemical and these different bits of humans and whatever coming together. And it's almost like Limbo, if you were to imagine what Limbo would be like, pieces of Earth coming together and then turning to water and whatever. But in this case, it's flesh. And there are these huge tubes that go along the side going into the main reactor. That reactor is spun up. On top of it, there seems to be some kind of creature in there. I want to say altogether, the height of the basement is about 20 feet of space. This machine takes up that entire space, and the glass part on the top that has this creature in it is probably half of that, like 10 feet. And it's got all of these different body parts and stuff, but it kind of looks like a cube as well, but the flesh is on it.
Cool.
Okay.
Gross.
It's all of this flesh, like, in this cube.
Flesh and, cube.
Flesh cube. And then outside of it, you can see it, there is some kind of connection going from the main reactor out into the city. Mm. So it's very possible that it's connected to the bone cube.
Got it.
So that's what's going on. I need resolve checks from everyone.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
Can't even be mad about flesh cube and bone cube connections.
Nope. Tubes of goo. Nope.
Yucky.
I made it.
Oh my god, I rolled a 12.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't make it either.
73 under my 50.
All right.
I totally forgot what I was doing. It's under your sanity, right?
Right. It's under your resolve points, they are now.
I got a 7, so I'm okay.
Okay. So who did not make it? I know Jay didn't and Mac. Usual suspects. All right. All right, Mac, this might hurt. I'm just letting you guys know because this is a big deal. So You are so lucky. I rolled a 1. On a 20-sider.
She's got a wedding.
All right, Jay, it's your turn. she has shit to get done. Ooh, Jay, you take 13.
13. Ouchie.
Yikes.
So let's see what that says here.
13 drops me below my breaking point.
Which we're not doing because we're doing resolve.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not doing anything like that.
Great, cool.
Like I said, I enjoy this system a lot better. Not just because I wrote it. Let's see. So I get to take over for a moment and tell you what happens with Mars.
All right, don't shoot any of my friends.
Oh. I want Mars to make 3 gun rolls, like 3 firearm rolls, and let me know what you got.
Okay. I got 4. So my first one is a 64 over my 40.
Okay.
And my second one is a 25 under my 40.
Okay.
And the third is a 40.
At your 40. Huh. You scream as you get really amped up on adrenaline and just fear, and you start shooting at the creature across the way, and the very first shot, you hit the glass enclosure. It doesn't break it, though, because it's bulletproof pretty much. If you had hit it the other 2 times, it would have broken. But the other 2 shots, because you wildly kind of did this, hit 2 of the people just randomly and they pop. So if this thing gets hit anymore, the liquid of the flesh cube will start to fill up the room. Just to add another layer of let's make sure that doesn't happen.
Let's not do that.
Good Lord.
So you calm down, and that's the end of the bad stuff that happens. Now everybody knows you're there. The ones that can scramble for guns are scrambling for guns. What is everyone's dex? Let's start, Michelle, you're the slowest, aren't you?
Yes.
So Perla's the slowest.
I'm 55, which is still slightly above average, thank you.
All right, and I believe Mac is the fastest. Mac?
I got 85.
Pooja, where are you at?
70.
So Robin's at 70. Jay, where are you at?
My dex is a 60.
Okay. And Saint?
Is 70.
Okay, cool. So, Mac, Desiree is going first.
Okay.
You had a bit of a shock, but you throw it off really easily, and then a gunshot next to you, and you're like, great, everyone knows we're here. What do you want to do?
Oh, it's my turn to start shooting.
Okay. So you just try to take out a couple of these people?
Yes.
Shooting these things would be like, you know, like shooting into ballistics gel.
They're a little bit more watery, but yeah.
I was thinking more like carnival games.
I got a 45 under my 60.
So the first one you hit, it pops. Basically what you're seeing is that these things, like if you just hit it, it's going to pop. They don't have like a ton of hit points or whatever. They're just, that's it. Actually, Mac, you're shooting an automatic pistol, I believe. So you can unload 3 shots. You just have to roll 3 times. And each time, there's a penalty of 5%. So it's like 5 for the second and then 10 for the third.
Okay. So I roll again, and it's 5% less than my usual skill check?
Right.
Okay.
And I think I'm remembering that correctly, and that's what we're going with right now.
Then I got a 37 under my 55.
So that second one, you cap another one.
And let's see. And then this one I'm going to be rolling at 50. I got a 42 under my 50.
Okay. So you are able to get rid of 3 of these. Let me see how many we have in here.
That was it. I got them all.
Well, between... you've taken out 5 of them between the 2 of you.
Yeah, nice. You've done really well. So there are 7 left.
Okay.
Bastards.
The next, and they go after everyone else because they're balloon people, so they're not very dexterous. The next would be between Saint and Robin. So whoever wants to go first.
How close are they to us?
I'm going to say that the nearest ones were the ones that Desiree shot, so... The other 7 are manning the other, like they're separated right now. They're doing stuff on their consoles. So the first 3 consoles have nobody on them. And then down a little ways, there's a few more on both sides.
I'm nervous about shooting, so I'm...
If you don't want to shoot, if you want to hold your action, you can. Or you can start running towards the lever at the other end of the room.
Yeah, I was thinking, question of clarification. So I have a heavy machine skill, but it says drive heavy machine. Is that specifically for like a tractor or
right? That's for a tractor and stuff like that. Now you are an engineer, I believe, an electrician. That stuff can help.
Yeah, I was thinking like I might be best suited to be the first one over there to try to turn this all off. Well, I guess I'd like to move over toward the machine.
Okay.
Hoping I don't get shot.
All right, so you run towards the machine. Robin, what are you doing?
So we've cleared off like some of the consoles closest to us.
Right.
And I'm going to go to those consoles and see if there's anything sciency I can do to maybe stop what they're doing.
All right. You run up to one of the first consoles. You see what looks to be some kind of countdown. There seems to be about a minute left. The countdown runs out. And if you glance over at the next console, just a few feet away for the next thing, it actually has about the same amount of time, maybe a little bit more. So each console is just a few moments behind the other one. Do you have a computer roll that you can give me?
No.
Crap.
Okay.
I have that.
Well, let's play it out, see how it goes. Is there anything you want to do at all? You notice that there are, like I said, you notice that there are tubes of electronics that run from the consoles along the walls where the flesh cube is. But if you want to detach those, that would be a strength check. Because they're encased in a tube, so you have to pull the tube off the wall, which would be very difficult without some help.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like industrial stuff.
And there's not like a handy dandy like fire axe or anything nearby.
No. People made of balloon don't usually like sharp objects.
Okay. Everything
is toddler proof here. You're running out of time.
And also, I am out of ideas, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
Do you want to go to let the next person go?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, just so you know, Saint, as you're running, the cube turns a little bit. And when it turns around, you see that the center part is clear. There's an eye in there with multiple irises in it, kind of looking around, and it moves towards the glass, and all of these like little hands come up and like put its hands on the glass as it's coming towards you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's no good at all. Can I get a resolve roll? Because it's all obviously right. Trying to intimidate you with its alienness.
It's horror vision. Okay. Yes. And yeah. Take that. It's a 24.
So you ignore it as you run towards the big lever. And I believe that brings us to Michelle. Right? Everybody else got a chance to go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait. Mars didn't go. You freaked out and shot a few people, but that wasn't your turn. So what do you want to do?
Whoever's running for the lever, I'm covering them. So I guess shooting.
Okay.
More of these people. I was going to try to arrest them, but it seems like arresting them is foolish. So I'm going to try to shoot another one of these.
So you get three rolls, and the first one's at your normal rate. The second one's 5% down. The third one's 10% down.
All right. So rolling up my 40. I missed the first one.
Okay, just let me know if you critically fail. That's the only thing.
It's a 68. Is that a critical fail?
No. A critical fail is like 95 to 100.
Got it. So over my 40. So I missed one. The second one is a 5. So
nice.
Nice.
Good.
So one of them pops.
And the last one is also a miss. So it's a 76.
Okay. Perla, what you doing?
Okay, since Norman is running down, I'm guessing like one row to get to the lever.
Right.
And Norman's going high. I'm going to go low, and I am actually going to use the goo to try to slide towards the lever.
Yes.
Okay. I give run you points down for that. That's pretty.
I thought it would be very cinematic. Like, run, slide in the goo.
That's very Grindhouse of you. Okay. Let's make a dex check to see how well you do.
Well, I have, my dex.
You want to do athletics or?
Well, my dex is a little higher, so I'll take the dex.
Not many athletes have to slide in goo.
I got a 9.
Excellent. Ooh. So you start sliding towards this.
Towards the lever.
The lever. So that makes it the balloon people's turn. There's 6 of them left, and 3 of them are going to try to grab Norman, and 3 of them are going to try to grab Perla as she tries to slide into home plate. So let's start with Norman. They're literally trying to jump on you to wrestle you to the floor. The first one attacks you, it misses. Second one attacks, misses. Wow, these are shit dice. Let's move to some other dice that I've loaded beforehand. Let's see, here we go. Nope, you all 3 miss. All right.
Oh.
Your turn, Perla. First one.
Uh-oh.
I rolled a 3.
Oh.
Second one. Oh, the second one missed completely. Third one missed. So that first one just lands straight as you're sliding in. It lands straight on top of you. And it's like I said, it's like a huge waterbed just landing on you. And it just stops you before you can keep going. It's trying to hold your arms down. We're back up at the top of the round, unless Robin has decided what she wants to do before we start the next round.
I'm going to try to use my rifle as a bludgeoning weapon to
and just knock
to
it
knock,
open.
To knock the conduits and stuff open.
You roll an odd one and you hit the trigger. And
oh, no.
Like duck season.
Oh. I did not make it. It was a Z3 over my 30.
You're hitting the tubes.
Gink.
Ineffectively. So let's go back up to the top. Desiree. You see all the melee. You see that Perla's got one of these things on top of her trying to keep her from the lever. The rest of them are now focused on Norman, who is literally a couple feet away. You can now hear a countdown of 20 seconds. What do you want to do?
Yeah, I'm gonna go for the lever, I guess.
Okay.
Since it seems like efforts have been semi-thwarted.
Semi, yeah. That leaves us with Norman and Robin. Let's do Norman really quick to find out as it counts down 19, 18. You grab onto this thing. You see the creature up against the glass, and it's pushing at the glass with its hands. You can see that it's trying to break the glass before you pull the lever. We're going to put a luck roll on this.
Oh, man.
It's a 50-50 whether the glass breaks first or whether you pull the lever in time.
It's going to be so anticlimactic, so I'm using the emulator. I got a 48. Wow.
You pull the lever and you hear this large flushing sound as all of this goo gets evacuated from all of the tubes and the big reactor in front of you. The cube falls down and hits, and it's just sitting there. And for a moment, you see inside that there are like different lungs in it. And then after a few moments, it stops breathing. And it just sits there. So its eye is no longer moving or anything like this. And you get word from Agent Roos that the cube has become inert again. So this creature was controlling the cube, reaching out to pull more biomass to it. And whatever that chemical was keeping it alive.
Mm.
And basically making an environment that it could live. And obviously these cubes were some kind of control mechanism for it.
Mm. Wow.
We're going to say that you save the city. They don't have to drop the bomb. They're able to now remove the cube safely without it doing any damage to Charlottesville. They aren't going to tell you everything because that's not how Delta Green works. They don't want people to know too much because it's too much on their psyche and it's better if you don't. But the consensus is this was some kind of alien god from someplace that this cult was trying to bring back to. They were fanatical about worshiping it and having it control parts of the U.S. and beyond. And this was their attempt to finally bring it. This cult's been around for a long time.
What happened to the goo person on top of me?
Or the point. Other half a dozen people.
Yeah.
Well, I will leave that all up to you. Do you apprehend them or do you pop them all? Because once you pull that lever, they, you know, when someone loses their god, they become despondent and shocked. You can easily take them out or arrest them. It's up to you.
Let's arrest them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we gotta figure out
as much info from them as possible.
And right. How are they walking around as balloon people?
Basically, the balloon people are propped up by the same chemical. It's water, but a little bit more. Mm. And it was considered a great honor to become one of these. These are the high priests of this religion. One thing that you can tell, they were trying very hard to find a way to put more of the flesh on the cube to make it more of a living god. It was looking to be able to breathe and be part of humanity. It was basically pulling biomass to it like a biomagnet. And the Edna Bay experiments were how to pull people together to form the cube. And that's why people were melding together there. Mm. And why people here are the hierarchy and the balloon, because they gave up their bones and everything else to become part of this cube.
Wow.
So, anyway. So, that actually ends our game, unless anybody has any more questions. Does Robin let everybody know about, like, you're in a cafe, it's a couple days later, you're drinking sodas instead of water. Do you tell them about being recruited by, now that you're nowhere near Roos and the rest of them?
Yeah. Yeah, now that we're, like, past that initial thing, and especially because we're coming up against Majestic, and we know that Roos and his team are, like, kind of completely willing to disregard the safety of the general populace.
They would argue that they're doing what they have to.
Yeah, they...
Don't they all?
They always do. But seeing as they were the ones who were messing with this thing to begin with, they're obviously playing into the hands of Majestic as it is. There's no reason why, in any case, I believe that the official Delta Green has been compromised again. And the people who told me to come here after what happened in Edna Bay, I saw it. I saw the after effects of that. And I never want that to happen to anyone else. And I don't think that this Delta Green cares. They definitely don't care about the fallout. And they need to be taken down.
So I need to ask one question. Would any of these characters decide to duck out? Just so Patreon knows, we're going to a new format where we're going to be doing investigations with this group of people that is going to be smaller. So it's going to be two or three episodes will encompass one investigation into a phenomenon. Dun, 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 dun. And then after that, we will do another one. And so it'll be more of a kind of monster of the week thing as opposed to really long, drawn out investigations. This is an opportunity for the players if they want it. Like Desiree getting, you know, your wedding's coming up. Are you going to stick it out with this group of misfits and go in with the cowboy Delta Green and take down the main Delta Green? Or are you going to peace out now that you've done your bit and right off into the sunset with your new wife?
Well, first of all, I would hand out invitations to everybody. They've earned a place.
They've earned a place, yeah.
Desiree probably duck out as soon as she was actually able to, because she was kind of strong-armed into doing this in the first place.
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? This is your opportunity to start a new character for the next game.
Right.
I think Perla would duck out.
Yeah, I see that too.
She's married. She has this life here. She's not ready to upend that completely.
That makes sense. Anybody else, or are we sticking with the three that we got?
Mars is in.
Okay, cool.
Mars is in with Robin. Let's take them all down. Let's expose all of them, and let's kill all these monsters.
Norman, thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think Norman would appreciate being a pawn more than he already thought he was. So yeah. I think he'd like to take some stuff down.
So what we'll do is between now and I think we're not recording again until like November, we'll make new characters for Mac and Michelle. And we're going to make it super easy. Instead of doing like an introduction episode like we did with this, they're just going to be part of the team, and we'll do really small intros for them so we can get to the good stuff. I want to say thank you to the Patreon and to our players. It's been a lot of fun, and I look forward to seeing what we do. And I'm really surprised everyone's still alive.
Yeah.
that's kind of amazing.
That 48 roll was key.
Yes.
That was key. Yeah. Very clutch.
It was just so funny. I was like, I don't know what to do, but I know that if I shoot at things, everyone will die.
Exactly. Learn that.
You did well. You all did well. So let's find out where everyone is. Let's start with Mac.
Hey guys, I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me online as at Strange Like That, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebooks, and my website.
Hi, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV, all spelled out, all one word, or you could find me occasionally on Twitch, that is twitch.tv/Saint Spider. Thanks.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu, that's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG or subscribe through BattleBards.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at L.A. Daisy Girl. It's L-A-D-E-S-I Girl, and pretty much all the other socials as Forgotten Saves. You can also find me on It's Probably OK's Twitch channel and Happy Jacks RPG.
Hey, y'all. You can find me at Jay Holtham and all the social places that you do social things. You can also find me on Happy Jacks RPG and It's Probably OK's Twitch channel.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG and on BattleBards. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate your support, and we will see you very soon for our next investigation. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.